Welcome to our AI podcast. Here are the news of the day. Here's an interesting headline: Enhancing AI Accuracy and Confidence in Answer Generation. To summarize, the news article discusses a novel method called Answer Prefix Generation, ANSPRE, that aims to enhance the accuracy and confidence of large language models, LLMs, in open domain question answering, ODQA, tasks. The researchers found that by using an answer prefix in the model's prompt, ANSPRE can direct LLMs to focus on generating the exact answer phrase, significantly improving their performance on several benchmarks. This makes LLMs more practical for real-world applications, particularly in high-risk fields like finance law and healthcare. Additionally, ANSPRE can be incorporated into any LLM and complex architecture, making it a versatile solution for enhancing the capabilities of these powerful language models. This just in, SandboxAQ reportedly seeks $5 billion valuation for AI startup. Here's a quick summary. SandboxAQ, a spin-off of Google parent company Alphabet, is seeking a $5 billion valuation for its AI startup. The company is in talks with potential investors about an equity funding round. SandboxAQ develops AI and cybersecurity services, and it raised $500 million 2 years ago without revealing its valuation. The company's technology combines AI and quantum physics, and its largest business unit focuses on developing simulation software for drug discovery and improved product development. The company's approach emphasizes using large numerical data rather than language, as opposed to chatbots like ChatGPT. The article also discusses the challenges of large language models in achieving human-like reasoning for real-world applications. Don't miss this headline: Microsoft to let clients build AI agents for routine tasks from November. Let me summarize this. Microsoft is set to offer its customers the ability to create autonomous AI agents starting in November. These agents, which operate with minimal human intervention, are designed for tasks such as handling client inquiries, identifying sales leads, and managing inventory. Microsoft is also releasing 10 pre-made agents to assist with routine tasks like supply chain management, expense tracking, and client communications. The move comes amidst increasing pressure on tech companies to demonstrate returns on substantial AI investments. Despite some concerns about the slow adoption of its Copilot tools, Microsoft shares have risen over 10 this year, though they did underperform in the recent quarter. Here's an interesting headline: Google research execs reveal how they use AI in their daily lives and where they think twice about it. To summarize, the article discusses how executives at Google Research use AI in their daily lives, highlighting both the benefits and the potential risks. Google Research's head of product and UX, Catherine Chu, uses Google Lens to identify skin conditions, while Maya Kulicki, the VP of Strategy Operations and Outreach, uses it to determine the cost of a Halloween graveyard display. Vice President Yossi Matias favors tools that allow for audio versions of articles and translation, describing this as ambient intelligence that just works without being noticed. However, Kulicki also mentions being cautious about using autocorrect and autocomplete, as she wants to ensure that the words she uses accurately reflect her intended meaning, especially when communicating with her children. Here's an interesting headline: The UK FCA is experimenting with using artificial intelligence to process some applications. Let me summarize this. The UK's Financial Conduct Authority, FCA, is experimenting with artificial intelligence to process applications. The CEO mentioned that AI might eventually have the capacity to make decisions regarding certain application contents. This initiative aims to enhance efficiency in application handling. The FCA is exploring the potential of AI to streamline its processing tasks. Specific details or timelines, if